crazy money, and he's going to run. Not with the money, but he's going to raise money for a very worthwhile project. Jamie Summerlin's going to run across the country. Hi, Jamie.
Good morning, Jim.
And you're doing this for the Wounded Warrior Project.
Yep, we got actually a few different organizations. Wounded Warrior Project for the national scope of it, and I'm also raising money for two West Virginia-based organizations, Vet Connection and Operation Welcome Home. Those are all focused on supporting our exiting military and wounded military and getting back to work and getting them cycled back into society in a good way. So,
remind us when you start running across the country and from where to where.
Well, I take off from Morgantown. We leave here on the 16th to drive out to Oregon. We're starting off in Coos Bay, Oregon, actually Sunset Bay on the beach. My wife is from that area, and so we wanted to start from there. And we'll leave on the 26th of March. I'll dip my toe in the ocean, and 100 days later, step into the Atlantic Ocean in Annapolis, Maryland. Running about 3,400 miles, averaging 34 miles a day to raise money and awareness for our wounded veterans.
All right, so about 28 days from now you leave. Did you say you're ending up at the ocean in Annapolis, Maryland?
Yeah, we're headed to Annapolis.
Well, guess what? The ocean isn't in Annapolis.
Well, it's coast enough. So
it's the Chesapeake Bay.
It's close enough.
That's
so.
All right. If you want to quit 100 miles short, that's fine.
I wanted to go into D.C. and you know, we wanted to finish up around our military folks that we were supporting, and what better place to finish than our nation's capital and right there with our military folks.
Well, right. The U.S. Naval Academy is in Annapolis, Maryland. Now I get it.
Correct. So we're actually making arrangements with the possibility of actually finishing right there in the yard. So that's the goal.
And so you're going to be, and I think of Forrest Gump when I think of running across the
Everyone
country.
Everyone does. That's okay.
Yeah, so you'll be like Forrest Gump. You'll let your hair grow. You won't shave, that kind of thing.
I'm not sure the wife is going to allow that to happen, but, you know, you can call me Forrest Gump. I'll call you Curmudgeon. So, you know, we'll be okay.
And he's been called worse.
Yeah. Well, not on the air anyway. So.
How have you been
training, we're looking
Jamie?
Forward to it. I'm really excited about this. And we've got a lot of folks that are getting on board. I think people are starting to realize that, hey, this is for real. I'm doing this, you know, for a great cause to really honor and lift up our wounded veterans and the folks that have sacrificed so much for us. And you know, we've got a lot of great ancillary things going on with this. It's not just, you know, the run and me, you know, trying to figure out the fact that, you know, why I want to do this and, you know, and actually making it, but, you know, raising money for those, for the organizations that are supporting those folks, really honoring those vets and then, you know, trying to help put a positive light on not only our veterans and the folks there, but, you know, West Virginia as well. I really want to, you know, put a positive light on the state and show our passion and our support for our military veterans, and which is why I'm running through the whole state whenever we actually come through. So,
Jamie, talk about preparing to do this. Preparing your body, really.
Yeah, I mean, the as far as the preparation for training is concerned.
And all of the above, right.
Yeah, it's been almost a 2-year process, really. I started doing ultramarathons back in really just a little over 2 years ago. I ran my first marathon in 2009 as a challenge from a friend of mine to go out and do it. And shortly thereafter, I ran my first ultra, which was a 50K down in Charleston through the mountains down there. And I was hooked. I started running, you know, other longer distances just to kind of see how far I could push myself and to see what the human body was capable of. And as I ran into other folks and saw, you know, what they were doing and how they were helping others out through their running and the passion they had for it, it just made sense for me. So I brought the idea up to my wife and basically, you know, had one of those life talks where we said, you know, what are we doing? You know, are we making an impact? Are we really, you know, doing all that we can do, really? You know, I had the wife, the kids, the house, you know, the job, an American dream, if you will, but I just, you know, knew that there was more to it. So started training a couple years ago, and here over the past year, I've really packed on the miles. It's funny looking at the numbers. I ran December 31st of this year, I had to run 16 miles to get to an even 2,750 miles for the total year of 2011. And I'm going to cover that in the first 80 days of my run here whenever I take off. So, you know, it's been a long process. I ran a 7,700 mile race last year, you know, just to kind of get my mind mentally ready for it. And, you know, not only the training part, I mean, it's the mental part. You know, I've worked with a sports psychologist at WVU to kind of mentally get prepared. And we've also reached out to tons of organizations, whether they be based here in West Virginia or national organizations, to try to get on board to support us. And we've had some luck. You know, we've we reached out to some organizations that, you know, as I posted about a few weeks ago, we've given a lot of lip service. You know, it's people have their heart in the right place and want to do the right thing, but when it comes time to do it, you know, either they decline or you just don't hear from them again, and it's disappointing. But you know, we're going to make it happen. And as I share with my wife, it's nothing more than what the vets deal with every day. You know, they have all these organizations that have been set up to support them, to step, you know, step up and help them. But a lot of times it gets focused on what can it do for me as opposed to really helping our veterans out. And I'm trying to be a voice for them and, you know, utilize the talent that I've been given right now to get their story out and really help them. So.
And tell us about the silent auction tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night we have silent auction going on down at the Mountain State Brewing Company, another fundraiser to help make this journey possible. We've had tons of organizations and businesses all over the state of West Virginia and outside donate items to us to have them auctioned off. We've got signed NASCAR gear, you know, with the race going on last night. I've had some Kevin Harvick and Brad Keselowski signed crew shirts and diecast cars. I've got signed Bob Huggins basketball. We've got hotel stays and golf course stays, you know, golf course packages from all over the state, eateries, you know, gift certificates, just tons of stuff. We've added up, even with the things the past couple of days, we're up over $6,000 worth of donated items that people have given to us to help make this trip successful. So,
right. So there's a fire sale on all NASCAR items.
Basically. So, you know, after Montoya last night anyway. So at least I didn't get anything of his, or else we would have had it go up in smoke.
All right, so Mountain State Brewing.
Yeah, it's down at Mountain State Brewing Company tomorrow night, 7 to 9, down on the waterfront. It's the Mountain State Brewing Company right beside of Oliverio's on the wharf.
All right.
Yep, and you can go to the website, runforwp.com. You can purchase tickets online, $10 in advance, $15 at the door. Come out, have a good time. We're going to have a live band. Kevin Conley's going to be DJ or MCing, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So.
All right, run, Jamie, run.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Thanks, Kay.
Good luck.
All right.
That, of course, is a fundraiser. He mentioned a couple of other beneficial charities, but the Wounded Warriors Project is the main national charity that he's raising money for, running from the ocean in Oregon to the United States Naval Academy in the Chesapeake Bay in Annapolis, Maryland.
Yeah, and maybe when he gets started, we can do some updates for you from the site when he is ready to go in the morning or starting to get a cup of coffee, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to stop somewhere every day, right?